This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. There's been a breakthrough in the labor dispute that, for a time, has crippled the major ports along the West Coast. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
The Longshore Union and the cargo carriers have reached a tentative agreement on what had been their major dispute, computerizing the cargo tracking jobs at the ports. Ports in Europe and Asia are already computerized, and those ports are far more efficient as a result. The union maintained it did not oppose the technology per se, but it wanted jurisdiction over the jobs using the technology. Steve Stallone, a spokesman for the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, says the settlement involved a compromise.
There will be some job losses due to the implementation of technology, but the jobs that remain will be union jobs. That was, you know, what we needed to get out of this.
The Pacific Maritime Association, which represents the terminal operators, is withholding comment for now. The details of the pact won't be released until there's a final agreement between the parties. A few contentious issues remain. Again, union spokesman Steve Stallone.
Pensions, the arbitration system, the safety regulations, wages, none of them will be quite as difficult as the technology issue.
Negotiations between the dock workers and the terminal operators broke down in late September, leading to a 10-day lockout of the union. President Bush intervened, and a federal judge ordered an 80-day cooling-off period in the dispute. The ports reopened more than 3 weeks ago, but the workers are still digging out from the huge backlog that was created. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.